More than a ton of prescription medications have been safely disposed of since a drug take-back program started in western Massachusetts 10 months ago. To help people safely and responsibly dispose of unused prescription drugs sitting around in bathroom cabinets and kitchen cupboards, the Hampden County District Attorney and Hampden County Sheriff last September launched a medicine return system. Drop-off boxes were put at 14 locations in Hampden County, primarily at police stations. Sheriff Department staff pick up the contents of the boxes and transport it to a medical incineration firm for disposal. Sheriff Nick Cochi said it has been quite a haul.
We've moved 2,788 pounds of raw material, pain medication and prescription medication off the cabinet shelves, out of the homes, and had it destroyed. We want to double that this year.
Along with the permanent drop-off sites, there have been one-day drug take-back events, such as one held Thursday at the Holyoke Mall. David McCarkle of Holyoke came to the mall with two plastic bags containing what he estimated were 30 to 40 pill bottles to put into the locked drop-off box.
It's old stuff that we had hanging around and decided to get rid of it. We've been collecting it for a while.
I think it's important to get rid of that stuff finally.
Absolutely, because we got grandchildren. We don't need them getting into it. So the sooner you get rid of them, the better off, you know.
Hampden District Attorney Anthony Galluni said the safe disposal of prescription medicine is important in the fight against opioid addiction.
Very often people are going into medicine cabinets looking for these kinds of things. And again, it becomes the beginnings of addiction.
Galluni said there appears to have been a leveling off in the number of opioid-related deaths in the first 3 months of this year.
But I think the education, the prevention work we're doing is literally saving lives by getting in front of young people and telling them the dangers of starting down a path towards addiction or using drugs they get at a party or taking a pill and what that can lead to.
Massachusetts now restricts initial prescriptions for opioids to a 5-day supply.
It's important that on the prescribing end that fewer of these pills are getting out, in the first place.
The Baker administration this week awarded $2.3 million to help sheriffs in Massachusetts combat opioid addiction. In Hampden County, Sheriff Cochi said the $188,000 from the state will be used to increase recovery bed space and provide case management for inmates with drug addictions.
And the key focus is going to be is to putting professional personnel on staff that can specifically target the substance abuse offender population and helping them prepare for their reentry.
On Friday, Galluni announced a large heroin bust. 5 people were arrested and 21,000 bags of heroin seized as a result of a 6-month investigation into drug trafficking in the greater Springfield area. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.